Exclusive video, single group of nearly 600 migrants cross into Texas border town. By Randy Clark on September 9, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas, over the course of an hour. A single group of nearly 600 migrants managed to cross the Rio Grande and surrender to Border Patrol agents. On Friday morning, the group of mostly single adult Venezuelan, Cuban, and Nicaraguan migrants were quickly sorted by nationality, gender, and family unit status. As buses arrived to transport the migrants to a nearby processing center, agents provided water and took basic biographical data from the migrants. In what has become a daily routine, migrants stood in line waiting their turn to leave the rally point near a busy highway, hoping to be released into the United States to pursue asylum claims. According to Border Patrol agents on the scene, the migrants are not amenable to swift return to Mexico under the CDC's Emergency Title 42 COVID-19 authority due to their nationality. The group, according to the agents, will likely be released to the care of a non-government shelter where transportation to the interior of the United States will be coordinated. This group of migrants adds to the more than 800 migrants crossing the Rio Grande in just 3 hours on Thursday. On Thursday morning, the largest of just two migrant groups making landfall was more than 500. As Breitbart Texas looked on, the migrants smiled and waved, signaling their enthusiasm at reaching the United States. Women and a few families with small children were escorted to the first transportation buses to arrive. According to a source within CBP, the Border Patrol in Del Rio sector was detaining more than 2,000 migrants in local stations and at a soft-sided detention facility. The source says the pace of crossings is contributing to severe overcrowding. The source says areas reserved for recreation and outdoor activities are now being used to house the migrants as they await processing. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at @RandyClarkG.